Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Chav Zayin.
A lot of time he did comments.
And we're up to Chav Vav Amud Beis, the last three lines on the Amud, where the Gemara brings Tana Abraisa. And the Braisa that the Gemara is bringing is an expansion of the last few words of the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. What did we learn at the end of the Mishnah yesterday? We said that there's a difference between Karbonos Tzibor and a Karbon Yochid. When it comes to Karbonos Tzibor, they had to go and divide it up and share the wealth, so to speak, share the kibudim among a number of kehanim. And you remember we made a distinction between a keves, where normally it's 9 people that do the avodah together. By an ayil, we had 11 people. By par, holy cow, we had to have 24 kehanim do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of the Hilochas Eivorim LaKevesh. Zerfine. The Mishnah said at the end, but that's alts by Kabbonis Tzibur. By Karbon Yochid, Imrotz LaHakriv Makriv, any one of the kehanim that was asked to do it, he could do everything. Rashi says he can do Yochid, can do Esakoyl, and you don't need a pious. He could do the whole thing Bakal Mikol Kol. Of course it would take him a while to go and take Agantz Karbon, especially if it's a par. He'd have to go and take a while, but Lamaisi can do it everything. But at the end of the mission we said, have Shaitan v'nituchon shel elu v'elu shoven. That until now we spoke about being molech the Eivorim or the Chalavim to the Mizbeach. What about the Hefshit? Hefshit means to flay, which means to skin the animal, remove the skin. Or he took him to go and divide it up into slices, into cuts. She'elu ve'elu v'shav. Elu ve'elu means both the Karbon Tzibur and the Karbon Yichud and the Karbon Yochid are the same. Then why are they the same? So Rashi said the last Rashi on the Amud, which is really the Braisa, which we're going to start in a moment. You don't even need a Kohen to do the Hefshet and Nituach. You could even have a Yisrael or a Levi can also do the same Avoida of Hefshet and Nituach. Why? Because it's not real Avoida. Of course, it's necessary. You got to do hefshir nituach, Torah shteitach. But nevertheless, it's not considered to be an avoid that even a czar can do it.
Why should the cutting be different? Why make exception for this and that?
We love the kahan. The kahanim are the most exalted in Kalal Yisrael.
I can understand. Has that, you know,
well, everything. Yeah, but hefshir nituach.
Cutting up meat,
give it to anybody.
That's exactly right.
That's
what I'm saying. That should be included in the Gemara too.
And that's what the Gemara says. Zok the Gemara, says Rabbi Cohen. Tana, hefshir. We don't want to go and just take away all the aliyahs and all the kibbutim given for the kahanim. The kahanim are generous people. They're gracious. And they're willing to share the hefshir nituach with the Israeli Mishkoyach Rabbi Cohen.
Shavim
bazar. Omer Cheskia, how do I know? Minayla hefshir nituach shavim bazar. How do I know? It says Yimar Shinev, it says in the Pasik. V'nostam niyahar nakoyin eish alam mizbeach v'orcho eitzim ala eish. Now this has nothing to do with hefshir v'nituach. However, the Gemara is now medayik. The nostam bnei aharon hakoyin, the kohanim put the eish on the mizbeach. Nesinas eish bayik kahuna, hefshir v'nituach loy bayik kahuna. Here the Torah is makbid to go and say you have to have kahuna, but not by hefshir v'nituach.
Hefshir v'nituach mandachar shmei.
That's not going to be, since the Torah doesn't say it has to be by a kohen, by the eish al mizbeach yadu a kohen.
Close the pasuk hefshir is right there.
We're not finished. You'll see. There's a whole daf.
Okay.
No problem. Break the Gemara. Hayim boy lili gufe. You're telling me you want to learn a diuk. Why don't I need the pasuk to tell you the halacha that the nesina so eish on the mizbeach requires kohanim? Maybe putting on the eish on the mizbeach is also a technical thing that you need for the mizbeach. It's not the korban itself. You're not putting on the roish mit the regel mit the adayim mit the rag mit the ganze masa. You're just talking about the eish. I might have thought that's mutta bizarre. So that's why I need a posik to tell you me boy lay the gul faces Rashi, tap Rashi, then boy you kohen. I need a kohen for that. So me utam in olam says Rashi. How do I know that I can use it as a diak? Only this and not hefshir v'nituach. So Omer of Sina Barashi. Ashkachte li Abaye to have a mezber lelebrei. Abaye was learning the Gemara mitzanzin. Just like today, Limarata Moises Beneichem, father learning the Gemara with his son, and he went through the psikim, and it says in the Torah, Vishochat. Vishochat is a posik, legabe shechting a carbon, Vishochat is ben abokar lefnei Hashem. So Abaye said to his son, Shechita b'zor k'sheri. You don't have to have a kohen. Even a zor is kosher.
You know the word for shochat also being interpreted?
Yeah, what is shochat also being interpreted?
Only one person shechts.
Uh-huh.
There's no two shechita.
Okay, fine. So one person.
Shehiya came from this.
No problem. Shochat. Yes, you'll be called. No problem. No problem. So shechita b'zor k'sheri. Ve'itimor b'chui be'ayin bosa. Why did I need a posik to go and tell you that a zor is kosher? What would I have thought differently? In other words, if the Torah is telling you shechita b'zor, it's mashma that without this vishachar, I would have thought kain. Why would I have thought a kain? See, Ma, I'll tell you why. Miklal shenema, because we have a pasuk. The Gemara quoted this pasuk a few days ago. V'yata uvenecha itcha tishmu es kunaschem, you ahar nekoyin, and your sons, you should be very careful about the kahuna. And what's the next three words? L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, anything related to the mizbeach. Nu oi bazoi, what's related to the mizbeach? Shechita, because you can't possibly put chalovim ve'evorim on the mizbeach unless you shechted the carbon. So I would think for sure, shemei ani afilu shechita, and therefore I would think that even the din of shechita has to be dafka a koyin and not a zar. Tamaloyma, that's why I have the possible shochar. It's ben abakal of ne'ah Hashem. The Ikriv B'nei Har HaKayam is Adam to tell you that Shechita is Mutter Bizar. Where does it say in the Pasuk that Shechita is Mutter Bizar? Because since right after the Shechita, it says the Ikriv B'nei Har HaKayam is Adam, that anything having to do with the Dam, starting from Mekabola V'Eilach, that Mitzvah Kahuna. So therefore I'm making a Diuk. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what requires Kahuna? Dam, and specifically the Hikrivu, the Kabbalah Saddam. So therefore anything preceding that doesn't require a kohen. What precedes Kabbalah Saddam? Shechita. Because you can only get Kabbalah Saddam if somebody shechting, somebody shechs the animal, then the kohen is Mekabal Saddam. So from Hikriv B'nei Harna, Kehanam is Saddam, Mekabalah Ve'elach, Mitzis Kahuna. But prior to that, Shechita is Mutter Bizar. And Liyesis Eis, the Gemara adds, that before that, the Pasuk says that the Baalim that bring the carbon, the Samach Yodai Al Roish Karbona, he has to put his hands and do Smicha on the carbon. And then the pasuk continues on the shachat. Since it says v'somach and v'shachat,
Yisrael, of course.
Well, no, one second. The somach yodeh is a balakarm. So the balakarm could be Yisrael, but there are kehana from time to time. Yeah, okay. So there v'somach yodeh referring to balim, which mean all of klal Yisrael. Kehanim, levim, Yisraelim, Allah mentioned. And it also says v'shachat. So it sounds like that the balim themselves could also be the shachtim. But what happens if the balim happens to be a Yisrael? How could he be the shaychit? Ah, limit al shchid v'shkesheir bizar. Fine, they are good.
So what do you do? Zavachto l'Hashem kecho, do zavachto.
Yeah, what was zavachto?
You interpret that.
Also, he does it.
So the zavachto, as it goes on, zor.
Also zor, also zor. Shchit, shchit, zvich, also zor.
I think that goes on, you know, the koyin of zavachto.
No,
that's, we allow the koyin. No. We allow the koyin. We shouldn't think that the koyin is
discriminatory. Zavachto mepkach means outside of the mok of the mikdash.
Okay, everybody say anyway. So from here, from what Abaye explained to his son, this was all a braisa, and Rashi says, Ad kan loshana braisa. Alashitik shir bizar, we're now finished with the braisa. So what have we learned from this braisa? We've learned from this braisa that shchita is kosher bizar. Why is shchita kosher bizar? Because the Torah says, V'kriva b'nei harne kehanem es adam, mikabola ve'eilach mitzis kuhuna. So now, based on this, now Abaye says to his son, let's analyze this on our own.
The beginning is shver, because what do you need that for? You have already from the other limud.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
At the beginning it says,
to tell you that's nish, that even a zar.
So what is it going on that pasuk that only kahanim could do?
The krivu b'nei harne kahanim es adam comes to tell me kabbalah ve'eilach mitzvahs kahuna olav.
So what do I have to give that hakdama about?
No, wait. You'll see in Mitzvah, the Gemara is going to explain everything. We only have to have a bissel of gedilt. Anyway, bottom line is, we've now learned based on this pasuk that Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. Anything post-Shechita, starting from Kabbalah Saddam, Mitzvah Locha Saddam, Mitzvah Rika Saddam, Mitzvah Lochas Evorim Lekevish, everything, Alice is Mit Kehan. So now, Freitach the Gemara, let me understand. Mechti. Now that we've established that from Kabbalah and further, Alz is Kahuna, V'nos amnei aharen lamali. This v'nos amnei aharen is the pasuk that we quoted on the bottom of the Amud Beis. V'nos amnei aharen hakoyin eishalim mizbeach. So now let me ask you a question. What do I need that the pasuk should say v'nos amnei aharen? After all, the pasuk of putting the eish on the mizbeach, explains Rashi, is beyond, it's after the pasuk that talks about the hikrivu b'nei aharna kehanim es hadam, of the kabbalah sadam. First you have to be makabal adam, then you have to go and do moilech adam, you got a zrika sadam, and then the pasuk says, and don't forget, put the eish on the mizbeach. No. We just said now that anything post-Kabbalah is B'nai Aharon HaKoyin. Right? The pasuk B'Shacharis Ben Abaka V'Hikrivu, that's number one, that's V'Yikra Aleph Hey. This pasuk that we're talking about, V'Nos B'nai Aharon HaKoyin Eishal Mizbeach, is pasuk Aleph Vav. It's the next pasuk. The previous pasuk already said Mi Kabbalah V'Eilach Kahuna Kahuna Kahuna. So why does the next pasuk V'Nos B'nai Aharon HaKoyin Eishal Mizbeach, why does it have to repeat again Kehanim Kahuna? Kabi Vilta Pesfregin.
The
Eish
was constantly on
Amizbeah. You're right, Gabi is incorrect. But we learned in the previous parak that although there was an Eish Min HaShemayim every single day, however there was a mitzvah for the Hedyot to go and put the Eish on the Mizbeach in addition. And in fact, if you remember, the Gemara said that in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Eish, or at least according to the Maskona said Gemara, there was Eish Min HaShemayim, but it was not effective. It didn't go and burn the Kabbanis. But in addition to the Eish Min HaShemayim that you had from Rabbi Nishalayim, it was a mitzvah for Kahanim to go. This is a Chanishka Gemara, it's a Pusik. V'nosni b'nei aharoin Eish ala mizbeach. A mitzvah.
In the early morning, before the whole thing started, it's not now.
Okay, fine, whatever they did it. But the point is, since it's brought in the Pusik after the Pusik V'Hikrivi B'nei Aharon HaKoyanim Es Hadom, Shtaitach Shoy Mikabula V'Eilach Mitzvah Kihina, the question is, why does the next Pusik have to again throw in B'nei Aharon? I know that the children of Aharon have to do all of the Avoidais. It's Mikabula V'Eilach. That was Pusikai.
He means the Gzire Eitzim.
Mitzvah then Gzire Eitzim Olchkaba. Mitzvah talk about the Gzire Eitzim, we're going to talk about the Siddha Marucha.
Maybe the answer is that sometimes it died down, so they had it pakeyedesh during the day. Even.
No problem. In fact, we had choices before that the reason why they had a fire in the Beis HaMoikid is in case there were a fire with if it would extinguish on the Mizbeach, yeah. The fireman ahead of you, you brought from the Mesa Moikid,
and
you
drank the whole day, so it's after. Mm-hmm.
Fine, say good, but it's not so much in terms of sequence as
the
psukim.
The fires go out.
No problem, yeah, sure, of course. But anyway, let's get back to Agmur. See, Masi Gemur says now that I don't need the posik to tell us that it's B'nai Aharon that are putting the Eish on the Mizbeach, because I already said in the prior posik, Mikabola Ve'elach Mitzis Kuna. Love. And therefore, lomali, why does it have to go and say B'nai Aharon? Ah, lemuti hefshe b'nei tuach. So now we have finally answered the Gemara's kasha that we started off with. Remember, at the very top of the Yom, the Gemara asked, Haimi boy lele gufei, don't I need a posik to say that B'nai Aharon put the Eish ala Mizbeach? Zoi bazoi, how do I make a diuk but not Heshe v'nei tuach? Zokti mora, nein, you're wrong. I don't need it legufe, because I know that every part of the avoida has to be done by the kahanim. Why? Mikabola ve'elech mitzis kuna olav. So therefore the extra b'nei aharon by the v'nosnu al ho'eish, muzach zayin, that's iberik, that's superfluous, and that superfluous term comes to tell you l'mayit have shevinituach. Freit Timora, not so fast. Vakati itzrich. Maybe I still need the nasa bnei aharon hakoyin eishalim esbeach, because olkadai tachamina kim dalav avoided ma'ak v'kapari loyti boye kahuna. I might say that the Torah says mikabola ve'elach mitzis kahuna, only those things which are really part and parcel of the essential avoida that you need to do for kapara. This is Lamashal. Since the Iker Kapara by every single carbon is the Zrika, you can't be Zoyrik the Dam unless you're Makabal the Dam, so the Kabbalah the Dam has to be done through a Koyin, Maskim. From the Mokim Kabbalah to the Mizbeach, somebody's got to take it over, otherwise it won't be a Zrika. Of course, unless you do the Shechita right next to the Mizbeach, but otherwise you have to have a Ilocha. Who's going to do the Ilocha? A kohen. Who's going to do the zrika? A kohen. But the whole hekter chalom veivarim, although that's a great, great mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv de kapara. In fact, if all the chalom veivarim, the marshal got lost, they got tamei, the person is yoitz as long as they did the zrika sedam on the mizbech. So since the nesina so'esh is only a preparation hachone, and it's not even hachone for the kapara, the etzen kapara, it's only a hachone for the hekter chalom veivarim, it's really a lower madreg, if you will. It's not an avoida with a capital ayin. It's a small avoida with a kleinshiga ayin. So maybe a taka don't need a coin. It says mikabala ve'elach mitzvah kuna only on those things which are essential for the kapara for the coin. It's kamashal on the boy kuna. It comes to choiz vayter. I need that the pasuk should say v'nos b'nei harna coin. I need it legufe. How am I doyrish lemute hefshe v'nitua? So they still got a problem. You're right. We're not going to learn it from the Nosnu. We're going to learn it from the Orchu. Which is the Orchu? That's another pasuk. These are three psukim, four psukim all together at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. And there it says, the Orchu b'nei aharna kehanim es anesochim es aroish v'es apodeh. And we have the same question again. When did the Bnei Aharon, when were they marach the Nesachim Roish Ve'Poder? Of course, only after the Kabbalah Saddam. Because the Kabbalah Saddam took place at the time of the Shechita. And you couldn't do the Aricha of the Nesachim Roish Ve'Poder until after the Shechita, until you finish Kabbalah Saddam, and now you can take the behemah and go and start flaying it and cutting it, etc. So you want mech mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kuhuna is a bazoi v'orchu. Why does it say v'orchu bnei harne kehanim esan esachem lomali? What do I need this mitzvah kuhuna? Sidach mekabbalah ve'elach. Ah, lemutei hefshevini tuach. Zeinachanam me'ataka. Don't learn it from v'nosnu, but I learn it from the orchu. Of course, you can ask the same question over here too. V'orchu is also not part of the essential avoid of the zrika of the kapara. Sesoy bazoy, maybe I need that the Torah should go and tell you the harn mit the bebonim mit the kehanim, because it's not an essential part of the kapara. We're talking about the din of orchu as a roish v'sapoder on the marocha, which again, that's not the etzem, that's not the major kapara. This l'choyre nishver, because since I already have the pasuk of v'nosnu, which is talking about something which is not key to the kapara, it's only a smaller avoider, but nevertheless you need a koin. So l'choyre, from there I see a gilui kra that every part of the avoider, not just the big ticket items, the kapara mitzrika requires kuhuna, but any part of the avoider requires kuhuna. So just like by v'nosnu you need a kuhuna, is v'orcho I also need kuhuna. So why does the Torah have to repeat v'orcho b'nei har ha-kehanim is itself? Is l'mutei hefshe v'nituach. Zayigit. So the choyre now, chafen for mankacha.
What is actually nituach?
Nituach means that you take the animal and you cut it into different pieces. How do you have to go and put into different pieces? Because you remember the previous Mishnah, we said by a keves you have to have five or six kahanim, each one taking up the roish, mit the regel, mit the yadayim.
Then the nitoach was before by orchu.
100%, 100% correct. So the Torah, why does the Torah insist on saying v'orchu bnei aharon to tell you at the time of the aricha einachanam you have to have kahanim, but at the time of the nituach of cutting it up kem dachshenem yed Yisrael, you don't have to have a kohen. Anybody, even a czar, would be kosher. They're good cup. You can't bring the karma vada. It's got to be esanisachim. You got to v'orchu bnei aharon kahanim esanisachim. You got to put the shtiklach. You can't take the ganze behind me, just put on top of the mizbeach, you have to cut into pieces. Avad, hefshev nituch.
So how can the zor go to the mizbeach?
He doesn't, he's by the mitbachayim. Mitbachayim is where the area where they go and cut up and they clean up. So he's part of that cutting up, he's part of the butchering process.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be. Kshay bizar. Zogimor vaita. Fine, I see now it's crystal clear that v'orcha b'nei aharon kehanim, that those words, b'nei aharon kehanim, that's superfluous. I don't need that. I know it's made mekabbalah ve'elach, I know from v'nosnu, I know kehanim, 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 why is the kehanim repeated? So it comes from ma'utei hafshim nituch. V'eitimara, I agree that I make a miut, but maybe the miut is not hefshu nituach. They memute sider shnei gezirei eitzim. Maybe what the Torah is telling you is, and this is what the Gaba asked a few minutes ago. The Gaba is always two or three steps ahead of us. Baruch Hashem, hindered in Svansig, that by it comes to the shnei gezirei eitzim that we know we learned in the Gemara yesterday. Shtei techem psikim, the both in the morning you have to put on two logs on the Marocha, as well as in the afternoon. Remember we learned yesterday that the one that did it in the morning was one Kohen, the ones that did it in the afternoon were two Kohanim, but you have to Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So the question is, how do you know Kohanim? Maybe even a Yisrael, a Zohar, can go and put on the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. And maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling you. If they're setting up the Nesachim, Rosh, and Poder to put on the Eish, to put on the Mizbeach, that requires Kehanim, but to put the two logs, the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, even Ksheira Bizar. So the miut is good. I agree the words Vnehara Kohen are Iberic, so I have a miut. But who says that the miut is for Hefshe Vnituach? Maybe the miut is for the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that's Ksheirim Bizar. Says you, it's not Mistavra. Mistavra Divcha de Kavose Memayit. Since the Posik, the Iker Posik, is talking about Es Anisachim, Es Aroish, V'es HaPoder, that's the Zivcha Gufa. Zivcha means the Zevach, the carbon itself. If we're making a miut, we're probably Memayit the carbon itself. So what's the carbon itself? Lamute Hefshe V'nituach, that you do on the carbon itself. A carbon is Memayit the carbon. But to go and say it's Memayit Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that's like from left field. That's not the carbon itself. This is the logs, this is the wood. So the Chor, the two don't go together. So if you want name, Adrab, I have a better svara. Siddur to kavasim and mayit. Since the posse is talking about v'orchu b'nei aharna kehanimus and sochem esroishvitz, what is this v'orchu all about? V'orchu means that they set out their mesader, the nesochem and roishim poder, alo eish, on the marocha. So maybe that's what the Torah is telling you. When you're putting the etzim carbon itself on the marocha, you need kehanim. When you're putting the logs on the marocha, you don't need kehanim. So now would be a very nice deal. So right to have. How do I know Lamute Hefshev Nituach? Maybe it's Lamute the Shnei Gziri Eitzim.
Even though it's very hard for Yisrael to come close to the Mizbeach and do that, they'd have to throw it.
If you hold Mitzad Adin.
How then would they do it?
If you hold Mitzad Adin, a Zohar is allowed to do it, presumably they maybe had to walk up the top of the Mizbeach. But it's avoided.
If you have a Sonach Yodo, you say, how can you do it without touching it?
Samach Yodin on the animal. He puts the hand.
So he has to go up to the Mizbeach.
No, but the animal didn't go to the top of the Mizbeach. Only the cut up animal went to the Mizbeach. The live animal is down ground on terra firma. Down below.
They picked it up.
Brought it up. Yeah. Don't tell the Rabbi Kohen.
Rabbi Kohen is
the Kahanim. Yeah, don't infringe on his territory. Mechem, I'm looking forward to
this.
Still today, Rabbi Kohen, if possible, I'm looking to see how you're going to bring up all the Evorim on the Mizbeach. But anyway, continuing on the Gemara.
Humans.
Okay, let me write it. So the Gemara says now, is Nochemul Ad Rabbi Siddiq Abbasim Memayit? So therefore, Nochemul, how do I know a miut for Hefshe Vini Tuach? Maybe the miut is for Siddish Negziri Eitzim. So no loisa kadaita. Dos konish zain pshat. Why konish zain? Because I have another pasik, Baruch Hashem. Vushte nocha pasik. Vehikrava koines a koila mizbeicha. What is this vehikrava koina? What is this referring to? Lochas Eivorim Lakavish. The Hikrav means to bring close from the Lashon Koroi. The Koyin brings close as a call to the Mizbeach. What does he bring to the Mizbeach? The Eivorim he brings to the Mizbeach, to the Kavish. Aha. Says the Gemara, Hailochas Eivorim Lakavish, who the Bayikuna. We have the Maisa Nochmul the same Kash again. Since the bringing of the Eivorim to the Kavish is something which happened post Kabbalah, didn't we say Mekabbalah Ve'elach is everything is Bekahuna? So what does it have to say? The Hikrav Akoy. Oh, so this koyin comes to tell you not the gufei. There's veizach doch the gufei that has to be a koyin. Comes to tell you halachas eivorim who de baye lekuna by halachas eitzim loy baye kuna. If you want to bring eitzim to the mizbeach, that you don't need a koyin. That you can even have a zar. But that is talking about the schlepping, the carrying of the eitzim. But hasidush legziri eitzim by putting it on the mizbeach and being masader it. On the Mokim HaMarachot, that's Baya Kahuna. kum techois. From this drash of Hikra Bakoyin, I see that Siddush Negziri Eitzim requires kuna. If it requires kuna, I cannot say that the Va'orchu comes lema'et shnei gziri eitzim, that it doesn't require kuna, because I have a drasha that tells me it does require kuna. So what do I use the mi'at from Va'orchu for? Lemote hafshe benituach. So we found for the original kasha, is Va'orchu lamali, lemote hafshe benituach. Very good. So far the chayra, we have now finally a raya, the makar, that hafshe benituach is ksheira bizar. Maybe I still need Va'orchu for itself. The Gemara doesn't explain what do I need it for itself. I already said before I don't need it for itself. Make Kabbalah Va'elech Mitzvah Kohuna. What the Gemara is referring to is, you see, the Vilna Gaon Bemis and takes out these few words. But the way the other Rishonim learn, I like the gifts of our Gemara, is because we're going to have another Braisa Miyat Hashem in another 2-3 lines, where we're going to use the Orchu for other purposes. And if we're going to use the Orchu for other purposes, how do I know now Lemute Hefshe Benituach? Ella says the Gemara, Ella Behikter HaKoyinus HaKoyil L'mayosa. I have again a brand new Pasik. Cool. I started off with V'nosnu Nechab Gehad V'Orchu, and I had Behikter HaKoyin. And now I have Behikter HaKoyinus HaKoyil L'mayosa. What do I need that Koyin for? Oh, that's the Mutzi Hefshe Benituach. Zeyagut. So, we finished now our original kasha. We have Baruch Hashem come to a teretz. If anybody stops you in the street and asks you, how do I know that Hefshe Benituach is Ksheira Bizar? Don't tell him it's from Venosnu. Don't tell him it's from V'Orchu. Don't tell him it's from V'Hikrev. It's from V'Hikter HaKoynes HaKoyla Mizbeicha. I don't need that koyin because Mikabola V'Eilach Mitzis Kuna Olav. Therefore, it's Lemute Hefshe Benituach. But now the Gemara does us a small favor, and the Gemara does Ashtikl Chazora on a couple of the psukim to see how we touch them up. And we go back to this pasuk Behikra Bakoyin. Why doesn't it make sense? It's not that he come to nine. If you look at the Azara, the first 11 Amis were Yisraelim. After that, the 11 Amis were Kahanim. So now, the basement B'chaim was on the Tzofen side, that was bordering on the Ezra Yisrael, Ezra Kahanim. If, when you had lots and lots of Kabbonis, and you had to go and do Nituach V'Hefshid, the Kahanim could say, you know, we're very, very busy, maybe we can go and, yeah, Gzar Kim Taran, yeah, the Hefshid Yisrael. He can't do Azrika, he can't do Shechita Megiyah, Nishkazrika, Nitnati, Halacha Sevar
Mekevesh. The rings, they were there also.
Right, the rings are a little bit for
the bizarre.
Sheir and the Kahanim, he could do that too. 100%. Absolutely.
Special permission.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, David, yes.
No, it's a longer question.
We'll try to answer it shortly. Let's see, what's the long question?
If you like just read the psukim in order, it seems like it explains just like the language. It says what the Kohanim are doing and what the Zarim are doing.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be ambiguous. Like it says the Kohen does this,
mm-hmm.
and then it says he slaughters,
mm-hmm.
and it says the Kohanim do this, and then mm-hmm. he does the flame.
Who's
the Kohanim do this, the Kohanim do this, the Kohanim do this.
You're absolutely right. So let's look at, I have the psukim here in front of me, Yeshikoyach. V'shochat is ben abakal lefnei Hashem. It doesn't say who v'shochat, so that could be even a czar. And then it's v'kriv b'nei harna kehanim es adam. That's in Pasuk Hey. V'kriv b'nei harna kehanim es adam. That's very specific. It's got to be kehanim. And that's talking about dam mekabol v'eilech. So l'choyer, from that point on, I shouldn't mention the word koyin for another few parashias. But yet, next Pasuk says, Pasuk Zayin, v'nosle b'nei harna koyin esham azeh. What do I need b'nei harna koyin? I already said mekabol v'eilech. That's in Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Ches, v'orcha b'nei harna kehanim. What do I need? I know that it's all mekabol v'eilech. And then you have Pasuk Tes, v'hikter ha-koyin is a koyin. Koyin, chashingetker koyin, 12 times. So that's, each one of these kehanim are ibrik. They're all extra. So each one we use them for drasha. Yeah.
I don't mean to derail. If you don't say the initial
time, last time there was a major derailing, you know what happened? Chas v'shalom. They keep on going. Chas v'shalom. Yes.
The initial time that it says the Kohanim,
yeah.
Bring fire.
Right.
If you just don't say now from this point on everything's Kohanim,
right.
Then you don't have a thing.
We could just say they. Just like a v'nosnu b'nei aharna koyin. The next part you just say v'orchu Eis and Asachim. Who's Viarchu? The guys that you spoke about before. Who did I speak about? In Pasuk Zayin. Says the Noshmini Har Nakoyin. So next Pasuk Ches, you could just simply say Viarchu Eis and Asachim Esaroish Vesapodet. So it would be going, it would be obvious it goes back on the previous Bnei Har.
I just try. Vizorko also doesn't say Bnei Har. And that's the Ika of Kohuna.
Right.
So pronouns are very useful.
Yeah, pronouns are very good.
You don't say constantly the noun.
You don't have to say exactly. So you could he or they. You don't have to say Koyin, 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 Koyin. Is it good?
Every kind is extra.
Good. We'll talk after. All right. Very good. Anyway, so Baruch Hashem. So, but now we're just going to do a quick chazara, says the Gemara, on a couple of the pesukim. We're not going to go through the whole thing again, but we're starting from the Hikra Vakoyin. It's the line after the bays in the parentheses in the brackets of the Vilna Goyin. So again, the Gemara in this Hikra Vakoyin, we just learned it about 10 lines ago. The Gemara is just repeating it. The Hikra Vakoyin is Hakoyla Mizbeicha. What is referring to being makrev the mizbeach? Zoylocha zevorim lakevish, because you're bringing it koroiv, you're bringing it close to the mizbeach. That's aloch zevorim lakevish. So says the Gemara, aloch zevorim lakevish, who the bayikuna? Aloch as eitzim loy bayikuna. Schlepping the eitzim does not require a koyin, but a siddush nekziri eitzim bayikuna. Good. Then we have the pasuk v'nosna. What do we do with v'nosna? V'nosna l'gufe, that I need for itself. That was the first pasuk that we began at the bottom of the Amid. V'nosna v'nehar nekoyin eishalom mizbeach. Even though this is my kabbalah v'eilach, what do I need it for? Because the Gemara said before, if I didn't have v'nosna v'nehar, I would say my kabbalah v'eilach is only those things which are avoida, the isle kapara. Those are ma'akid. But v'nosna, the eishalom mizbeach, that's not, has nothing to do with the zrikas hadam. And therefore, maybe I would think you don't need a coin. So I need a legufe to tell you the kan. Wasn't with the arhu. So now, originally we wanted to learn from the arhu lemute hashav enituach. But the Gemara said I need the arhu legufe. And I said we'll learn in the braisa what's that legufe. And now we're getting to that part. It says in Pasuk, the arhu b'nei aharon hakoihanim. So the Gemara darshins, because it says the arhu, which is a loshen rabim, shnayim, two. It says Bnei Har, which is also Lashon Rabim Bnei, it's also Shnayim is two. Hakoy Hanim is also Shnayim. Because it's interesting. This Pasuk says V'orchu Bnei Har Hakoy Hanim. The previous Pasuk says V'nos Bnei Har Hakoy Hain. So why did the Torah say Hakoy Hanim? Again Shnayim. So if you add up 2 plus 2 plus 2, it comes out to roughly, approximately, 6. That's how we knew from the previous Mishnayis that when it comes to Halachas, Eivorim Lekevesh, that you need a minimum of 6 Koyhanim. I had said in the Mishnah you need 9 Koyhanim, but those other 3 were bringing the additions. One was bringing the Soiles, one was bringing the Chavitin, one was bringing the Yayin. That's what you have to have 9. But the korban itself only requires 6, which is shinganuk. Like we said in the Mishnah yesterday, ayil kor bachar oser, habasa b'chamisha, hakirbayim. Chamisha, 5 for the basa, 1 kirbayim, is 6 altogether. That's what I need v'orchu for. Ah, since I need v'orchu to teach you this, and b'nei haranim et gehanim, therefore I couldn't use it l'mayit hefshem rituach, therefore I had to have the pasuk v'hikter akoyin l'mute hefshem rituach. Good. So far, so good. But now the Gemara is going to ask a question in context. And the Gemara is going to go with the shita of what David was asking a moment ago. What's the shita of David? Your approach. Omer avamnuna, kashle rabluzar, hay beben abokar ksiv. Uben abokar esem bar bo boi. If we look back at the psukim, this is a posik in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. What does it say in the posik? Vishachar es ben habokar lefnei Hashem. We're not talking about a kesev, or an aiz, or an ayil. We're talking about ben abokar. Bokar! What's the halacha by this bokar? Says in the pasuk, for orchu bnei aharon hakoyhanim, that you have to have 6. By bokar you have to have 6? We said yesterday in the Mishnah you have to have 24! You've got 6. Okay, part of the 24 we're talking soilus mityayin. But it's much more than 6. So, Bazoi, what are you talking about? 6? 6 is that, that's what kepast to talk about soin, by the ayil, by the keves, but not by the bokar. Even by the ayil would not be appropriate because the ayil has more than 6. But anyway, zog di gemara, omer avnu nekash le rabluza, hay be ben abokar ksiv, u ben abokar esem var boi boi. Says the gemara v'nichalei, how did he end for the kasha? Because of the pasuk alo eisem asher alo eish. Now vishtet alo eisem asher alo eish. This is the pasuk that we quoted before, V'olchem ne'aharnes ha'kehanem eis ha'nesochem es ha'roish v'es ha'poder al ve'itim asher alo eish asher al ha'mizbeach. The question is, why do I have to repeat the nochem with the eitim eish mit the mizbeach? Because the previous pasuk already said v'nosnu b'ne'aharen ha'koyin Eish al mizbeach. The Bnei Aharon put the Eish on the mizbeach. Va'orchu eitzim ala Eish. So I got eitzim and I got Eish and I got a mizbeach. And the next pasuk says, Va'orchu Bnei Aharon kehanim es nesachim es roish ves hapader. Where am I going to put the nesachim a roish mit hapader? Alo eitzim, asher alo Eish, asher al mizbeach. What do we have to repeat that again for? I know that they're putting it on the Eitzim on the Eish on the Mizbeach. That was the previous pasuk. The Nos Bnei Aharon Eish al Mizbeach v'Orchu Eitzim ala Eish. I got Eitzim et Eish mit Mizbeach. So the Eitzim Eish Mizbeach is repeated l'choira superfluously. Ezeu Dov Shneimar by Eitzim Eish Mizbeach, which requires Eitzim Eish Mizbeach. Have a Oimer Zetzla. It's an establishment to say that that's referring to a keves. Don't I need Eitzim Eishim is Beach by Bokar as well? For all components I need it. What's up is not by Kevis. So Rashi explains at the top of the Omid Beis that we need it by the Tamid Shol Shachar. Because Tamid Shol Shachar, even if I were to arrive in the Mizbeach in the morning and I see that there's still an Eish and I still see that there are logs and all the rest, you still have to have a coin to go up and misader everything and make it pretty and remove, of course, the deshen for the trumas deshen. If there's a lot of deshen, I saw a deshen and to set it all up. So there is a mitzvah to set it all up in the morning. During the day, if we're bringing any carbonus, regardless which carbon I'm bringing throughout the day, any other carbon, there's no din of Siddish Negizri Eitzim, no din of Siddha Marocha. If there's a problem, if there's a shortage of wood, yeah, sure. Chaver, bring out from the Lishkas Eitzim, tell those Kohanim that are being Masliya, that are being Boidik for the Taloim, bring another couple of logs. However, if there are enough logs and everything is fine and good, there's no din of Dafka checking it out every single carbon, bring fresh Schoira, fresh fuel. Where do I have that fresh fuel, fresh Schoira? Only by the Eishta Oila every single morning, and that Eishta Oila was always a keves. Es a keves o echa taz of a boy keves a keves a shiny. And what's it didn't buy a keves? Keves requires six. Oh, that's why it said in the posse for orchu pnei haren hakoyhanim 2 + 2 + 2 by itle. You have to have six, even though it comes in the sugya of ben habakar, but it's really referring to the oilas tamid. So why Taka did the Torah bring it over here if we're talking about Bokar and you're telling me about Kler? So the Tap Rashi asks this Kasha, and Tap Rashi says, because we've never introduced until now the avoidois of the carbon tumid every single morning. All we talked about now is Stam, a person who wants to bring a carbon oilas nedava. After all, we're in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. We haven't gone through the whole Sefer Vayikra, gone through every single one of the ingredients and requirements and practices and rituals and all the things you need to do at the Beis Hamikdash. So we're talking about the Ben HaBokar. Now the Gemara explains, the Chazal explained the Psukim, that the Rabbi Shlomim says, you bring a Ben HaBokar for purposes of a carbon oila. But let me tell you, the first oila that you bring every single morning is the oilas tamid, and for that oilas tamid, you have to make sure that there is eitzim mashallah eishallah mizbeach. Make sure to be mesada the marocha meta siddish negziri eitzim, etc. And also, don't forget how many kehanim do you need? For orchu bnei aharon a kehanim, you need six altogether. That's the Tap Rashi. He explains vikim to saran here in the ben habak. Anyway, with this we have now concluded this first shtickle Gemara, and we start on a brand new shtickle. New shtickle. You can put two dots over here.
The bottom line is, why
Hipshit?
What's the
post? How do I know? Lemute Hipshit Menituach? The Hikter HaKoyin Es HaKoyin. Why did it say Koyin?
Okay.
So many times Koyhanim. Koyin Lemute Hipshit Menituach. Shkoyach. Thank you for reminding us. Zayegit. So now we start a new shtickle. I mean, it's all related, of course, but we're now finished with the Sugya of Hipshit Menituach and the Miut. Omer Vasi, Omer Yoichanan. Zor Shesidres HaMarocha Chayv. There's a din that every single morning somebody has to be Masad de Marocha. This is not the same din of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Shnei Gziri Eitzim we're going to deal with in another 10-12 lines. The Kohen has to go up, make sure the Marocha is all nicely set up. Presumably, overnight you had all of these Eivarim Upidarim. Everything could have gotten scattered. There could be Eish and there could be charcoal here and Gecholim over there and ash. Somebody's got to be Masad de Marocha. Who is that person? It's got to be a Kohen. A zor that's Masad de Marocha is chayv. What means chayv, Dr. Rashi? Chayv misa chas v'sholom. If he does it, he's chayv misa. So Keter Oisa, what happens if a Zor was Misada the Maracha? He can fix it. How can he fix it? Parka, let him undo the Sidur, V'chois V'soid, and he should be Misadar it again. And the obvious question is, if he is going to be misadered again, Mayahanile, all he's doing is repeating his mistake a second time. Vusman the Afkiton. What have we accomplished by saying do it over again? And now he's going to get two times Misa. He already did it one time. Go and tell him Park and do him Misadar again. Yes?
Didn't we learn earlier that only the four essential voters are five Misa?
In fact, the Gemara is going to address that. Doesn't say the four essential avoiders, it has to be an avoid the tama.
Right, thank you. And avoid the
barachra. Exactly. So we had over there, because it's avoid the tem, and also avoid the matana, not achra.
Right.
It's got to be a matana and not something, not removal,
right,
but giving.
Right.
Who's a machloikis between Rav and Levi? We had it early on in the parent. Shkoyah. You're going to see we're going to deal with aspects of that machloikis as we go through the sukkah. Anyway, says the Gemara, Ela Porka Zor, I'm sorry, Safek the Gemara yet, if you tell the Zor, be Porka, V'choiz V'soidra, Mayahanile, we've only compounded the problem, we haven't resolved the problem. Says, Mor, you're right. Ela Porka Zor, V'soidra, that's what I meant. Even the Zor can be Porka. The Chiddush over here is, don't think that to go and remedy it. I have to call up a Koyin to be Poyrek, and the same Koyin or another Koyin to be Masader. The same Zor that made the boo-boo of being Misad of the Maracha, he could be Poyrekit. Sayonara, Zayazin, Zor, go away. So the coin we bring a coin in to be Misad it from fresh from
the... It's a Lavanitha Klasse then, effectively.
I wouldn't say it's in Lavanitha. I think what the Gemara is telling us is that we have two problems over here. Problem number one, that a Zor that did it is Chayav Misa. Number two, the Zor that did it, it's an ineffective Sidur Maracha. A valid Sidur Maracha requires a Koyin. If the Sidur Maracha was done through a Zor, no good. And therefore you cannot bring the Kabbonis on this Maracha. So what do you got to do? You have to bring it a Koyin. He should be Masadar fresh. So it should be a Sidur Maracha through a Koyin.
I'm puzzled.
Yes.
Perplexed by Chayav Misa. Because if it's not effective,
yeah,
then he hasn't done anything. He's done nothing. He's arranged something that has no halakhic significance.
So let me ask you, what happens if a Zor does Zurika? Does he get Misa?
It's a avoda and a sinah, and it's a avoda, it's a final avoda.
Okay, now was the carbon effective now if the Zor did the Zrika?
It's possible because you knew Christ.
He didn't do anything, you just said yourself. If it's ineffective and invalid, then.
Okay.
Your Gemara, it's your Gemara. Anyway, so that same Gemara that says that the Koyin, a Zor that does Zrika, not only Chasashomi gets Misa, but it's apostle of carbon, says our Gemara the same thing. It's apostle of Maracha until a Koyin is Mesadr. Good, very good. Matzikul Rav Zeira, chiyesh lecha avoida shekshera balayla upsula bizar. Freitach Rav Zeira, lechoyra the din of Sidur Hamaracha is even kusher at night. Now, the Emes Torah doesn't say befeirish that it's kusher at night. I'm sorry. It's a kosher. You can without addressing who. The person who's Misad of the Maracha, the Sidur HaMaracha, the subject Sidur HaMaracha, can be done even at night. Why? Because the Torah doesn't say anything b'yoyim. Everywhere else where the Torah is makbid b'yoyim, for instance, Gabri Shnei Ziri Eitzim, the Torah says, Vira Koyin Eitzim Ba'boiker Ba'boiker. It's got to be in the morning. But Sidur HaMaracha, the Torah is silent. Since it's silent, therefore you can do it even at night. If that's the case, if you can do it at night, obviously, Sanata is avoidim with a capital Ayin, it's an avoidim with a small Ayin. Ishka major avoida, it's a minor avoida. If it's a minor avoida, do we ever find a minor avoida upsula bizarre? That it should be possible through a Zor, and the Zor should even be Chayim Misa? It's not a big ticket item we're doing, Azrika. All we're doing is Sidur Maracha, which is even kosher at night, which Chayim means that it's not one of the principal avoidas. Next, writing in Maravalai. Rebinchus, writing as a good, for a Vorum Bittorim, Mamashaira Kosher. It's a Dakish where a Vorum Bittorim was kosher, Kalalaila. And the whole halachas, a Vorum, we've said, has to be Davka through a Koyin, all the Psukkah, the Krivu, that it has to be niskar of the Yevorim, have to be brought by the Koyin. Every more soif avoided the mummy. Even though technically you can do it at night, but it's not a night avoider. It's the conclusion, the completion of a day avoider. Abbas Sidur Maracha is a night avoider. As I halting about. Frank Mabari, Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was also Mutabalayla. You remember we had that at times on the Regalim they did Trumas Hadeshen at 10 o'clock at night. And if it was Yom Kudish, we did it at 12 o'clock, midnight. It's like midnight. Matzoy Bazoi, and what's the Lach by Tumas Adeshen? It's a Vada Psula Bazoi, it's got to be done. That was the first pious. It had to be done through Kehanim. Vada Tumas Adeshen. Everything Gemara Tchilis avoided the Imamahi. Even though Tumas Adeshen was done at night, but it's considered to be the introduction of the Avoidus Yoin. Well, where do we see this? Yom Rabasi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Kiddush Yod of the Tumas Adeshen. If a person did Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim to do the Tumas Adeshen, does he have to go and wash his hands again? L'mochar Einet Tzarech L'Kaddish. The next morning, for instance, if it's let's say by regular that we do it at 10 o'clock, 6 hours later, 8 hours later is going to be Alois Shachar. He doesn't have to do Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, but Rashi points out, but it's got to be that he sticks around the Beis Hamikdash. If he goes home and he goes to sleep, Avada, you have to have Negavasa Avada. So Ugeret, but we're talking about Yes Basoktir.
Yochi, I'll say the same thing about the Siddur. Mm-hmm. The Siddur is also it's for the next day.
Can I know? About to say. Anyway, so Nochmo, by Tumas Adeshen, we see that that's done at night, and nevertheless, it's Psula Bizarre. Says Imar, no, it's Chilis Avoided Imami. How do I know? Because it's Kiddush Yerub Drus Adesh, Lamocha, Ain't Zerva Kaddish. Why not? Shekvar Kiddush Met Chilis Avoided. What means Chilis Avoided? That was at night. Now during the day. It's the Chasimen that the day begins at the time of Tumas Adeshen at night. Although it's finster, it's dark outside, but we deem it to be the beginning of the Avodas Hayom. Okay, so Kum Dechois, so I have been misalik the kashas that you asked. But Befreitimav Ela Kasha. But let's go back to the original kasha of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asked, V'chieshlecha Avodas Shekshera Palayla Upsula Bizar, since Siddur HaMarocha can be done a whole night, can be done even 7 o'clock the night before. In other words, right after Marev, right after Tzeis HaGechovim, everybody goes home, and we're being Masada the Marocha. Of course, most of the time, you'd be putting the Hekta Chalov in Beivorim. But at least theoretically, you can go and be Masada Marocha already at the beginning of the night. So, Ibazoi is the Hanait Malocha. A night Malocha should be Psula Bazar and should be Machayev Misa. Says the Gemara, you're right. I'm going to make a slight amendment, a slight modification. Eliki Itmar, Hochi Itmar. We start again. Omer Reb Asi, Omer Reb Yochanan. Zor, not a Zor was Sidur Samarocha. Zor she Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim Chayiv Hoil Vavoides Yoimi. There it says Befeirish in the Pasuk. Uvira leha koin eitzim ba boiker, being mesada the snake ziri eitzim that had to be done ba boiker during the day, and therefore it's avoid this yoimi, and that's why chas v'sholem if a zar does it, he's chaimis. So not being mesada the marocha, but being mesada the snake ziri eitzim. Maskelerov, elamayata tiboy pious. If that's the case, if it's takan avoidus yoim, so it should be like all the other avoidus yoim that require a pious, just like the Tumas Adeshen and all the other things. Says the Gemara, ishtemitze hodasanya. Rava missed out on the following braisa. What is it in the braisa? Misha zocha betumas adeshen, zocha besidah marocha, u besidah shnei gziri eitzim. Einach anami, there was taka pious. It wasn't that it was a separate pious, but a package deal. Anybody that got Tumas Adeshen automatically got two free bonuses. Besides the Tumas Adeshen, he also got the Sidah Marocha, Sidah Shnei, it happened to Chayom HaPais. Okay. So Timara, Lememra, based on Rava's Kasha, what do we see Rava's asking? Lememra, the Avodas Yoim by a pious, Avodas Lailoi by a pious. Because this is what Rava asked. Remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Zor, Shashidah, Shnei, Ziri, Eitzim, Chayv, Avodas Yoim. Mask of the Rava, El Meatidi by a pious. In other words, once you tell me it's an Avodas Yoim, it should require pious. It's the Chamash Avodas Yoim requires pious, and not Avodas Laila. Frank, Numara, Vare, Evorum, Upedorim. Evorum, Pedorim, for that we had 13 Koyhan. One. It was not 13, it was 9, because the first 4, Zoyrik and Medashin, etc. But the last 9 were to be Moilach Ve'evorim Pedorim from the Karka of the Beis Hamikdash to the Kevis. So Ibazoi, Evorim Pedorim, you should go and need Nochbul. Isn't that Avoidus Laila? And if it's Avoidus Laila, then why do we have the pious of the 9 out of the 13 Kehana by the pious Hasheni? Instead of Avoidus Laila, we'd put the Evorim Pedorim Agantzen out. See, Mor gives the same teretz as before, because Seif avoided the Yomamihi. Even though technically you can be Mashlim the Evorim Pedorim at night, you're right, but it's the conclusion of Avoidus Yoim. So it's still considered to be part of Avoidus Yoim, and that's why you had to have a pious.
A leftover, actually.
was Michael left over?
Is that he should have done it
during Yom. You could have done it during the Yom, but the kind of a very busy Mitzvah Kabbalist, you're allowed to do that at night.
But it's 9 and a half.
Yeah.
It's still 2.5 hours tonight when they did it.
See, yeah.
They could have done a lot of stuff already by then from the Ayla.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. If they didn't finish it, they do it Kol HaLayla.
Exactly, ganze Nacht, right?
But 100%.
In fact,
they started certainly during the day.
Now that
without
it said,
doubt.
We had back in the previous Masechtas that if on Erev Shabbos Lamushal, you're supposed to go and do the Hekta Vavam Pedorim on Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to leave it
that's
to
right.
Shabbos, because that would be as a shtickle from Shabbos, you're doing things for purpose of Chol, and you're not allowed to do that. Shabbos B'Shabbatai, it's got to be Shabbos Tiki, you're allowed to do on Shabbos.
But, if you have to,
Okay, anyway, so Lamaisa, again, what did Rava ask? Rava said, if it's an Avoidus Yoim, Boye Pais. Is a Chmashma, the Avoidus Lai, Loi Boye Pais. I, Yvorim Pedorim, we do at night, and we Boye Pais. So, Jimor, it's not an Avoidus Lai, it's a same Avoidus Lai, Mummy. Pregimara, Truma Sedeshin, same Kash, Truma Sedeshin, you do at night, and that was the first of the Paisin. The Gemara could have answered, like we said before, that Truma Sedeshin is the very first Techilis Avoid, and the Raya is because someone who's Mekadish Yod, Truma Sedeshin, Lamachar, Ainet Zerach Lekadish. We could have given the same tariffs before, and then those are the choices here on the Amud Aleph. See the bottom choices, which is somewhat out of place. This choices should have been here in the Amud Beis, but Toys Taka says it should have, it could have. But the Gemara comes up with another tariff, and what does the Gemara come up with? So if Gemara, let's assume that you're right, that Truma Sedeshin is Takan Avoidus Laila. Not like the Gemara said before, it's Tchilas Yoim. Let's assume it's Avoidus Laila. You know why they did a pious? They did it because of Masa Shehoya, this Masa Noira, the Nebuch, one Kohen Rachmon Litzlon, stabbed the other Kohen. And then originally they said, yeah, that's Akroi Baal Mechmed. When's something like that ever going to happen? We don't have to make a pious. But then another Kohen gave a shtip, and then the other guy broke his leg. Oh, Damshin Anfian. So Mishamasa Shehoya, that's the reason why they made a pious. But that's like really Hayroa Shah. Normally a pious would only be an Avoidus Yoim, not an Avoidus like. Okay, so Gemara, the memra to avoid this yoim b'shezor chayvel misa boye pious in zor. Stop. What's the Gemara's kasha? Again, Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan said zor shesider shnei gziri etzim chayv. Chayv means he's chayv misa. Hoyl b'avoid this yoimi. So Rav asked on that, what are you telling me that he's chayev misa and it's an avoidus yoim? I bezoi ti boy pious. The shnei gziri etzim should require a pious. So the Gemara is now medayik. What's the Gemara medayik? So the Gemara only answered on part of Rava. In other words, the Gemara said that since Rava says it requires pious, it's mashma only an avoidus yoim requires pious and not avoidus laila. Oh, not avoidus laila. I was mit devarim bedarim and was mit trumas hadeshen. But now the Gemara is going one step further. That since Rava asked that avoidus yoim requires pious, but it's not just any avoidus yoim. It's an avoidus yoim of sidush negziri eitzim with his chayiv misa. So you have to have two ingredients. Chayiv misa plus avoidus yoim, says Rava, no, ibazoi, you should have to have a pious. So Timor lememra, from Rava we can see that he holds that avoidus yoim should zor chayiv la misa by a pious. In zor chayiv la misa, loy by a pious. Oh, I'm sorry. Ain zor chayiv la misa, it would be an avoidus yoim, but the zor is not chayiv misa, loy by a pious. It doesn't require. In other words, pious is only by those things which, number one, avoidus yoim, and number two, that a zor would be possible in chayiv misa. But if a zor la mushal is not chayiv misa, you don't need a pious. Pray tomorrow. Vari shchita. Shchita, everybody knows, is ksheira bizarre. We explained that at great length on the Amud Aleph. Shchita only in the Kabbalah Ve'ailach. You have to have a koyin. Of shchita, ksheira bizarre. Vari shchita requires pious because of the 13 koyhanim that we had in the second pious. What were the first four? Echara shoychit. Ve'echara zoyrik. Ve'echa medashim is ve'echa panimi. Ve'echa medashim amen noira. Those are the first four. And the other nine were those who were moilach ve'evorim la'kemesh. Zeich lechlur that shoychid requires pious. There's no zor chayiv misa. A zor is mutter lechaschila to go and do the shchita. Every more you're right. Shani shchita techilas avoidehi. The reason why they did a pious by shchita, it's really an exception to the rule. Since that's the beginning of all of the avoides involving the carbon tomid, to go and start a pious by zrika, would be very, very strange. To get to the Zrika, you have to first shech the animal. Nobody in history has ever done Zrika's Adam before doing Shechita. So since Shechita is the first part of getting the kapara, of getting the animal together, so mitzad ikar din, I wouldn't need pies. But it's because it's chilas avoida, macha pa. It's omar mazut to be same ravashi. V'anan loitzanan hochi. Miam dach anrish galet. Now this v'anan loitzanan hochi is not going on this halacha that we just said now about the Shechita. It's going back on Reb Asi omar Reb Yochanan. Reb Asi omar Reb Yochanan said that the zor shesidr shneigziri eitzim eschai misa hoil v'avoidas yoimi. So the sidur of the two gziri eitzim had to be done during the day. It could even be done at night. How do I know? Because we learned in the Mishnah, we want to bring the carbon tamid, and you have to do it only during the day. All kabbanis have to be brought during the day. I'm not allowed to go and shech the carbon tamid at night. So therefore the mamuna would say, go up to the roof, give a kick, see if you have a loisa shach or a netzachama, whether we can go and start doing the shechita. Frank the Gemara, pre-shechita, they were masada the marach and they put down the shnei gziri eitzim. Why don't we say that the Muna should ask, hey fellas, before you put the shnei gziri eitzim, Amram Amuna Tzuru'u Emegizman, to put down the shnei gziri eitzim. Why don't we find that in the Mishnah? Why do we find only the Zman Shechita? It is l'choira v'ilzman shnei gziri eitzim like Tani. It is l'choira araya that shnei gziri eitzim doesn't require shman that it should be already lechtig. You can do it in even avoidas laila, even at night. It's l'choira shtar kakasha and abasi Rabbi Yochanan that says it has to be avoidas yoim. Yechadach araya that's avoidas laila because it would be avoidas yoim. The Mamuna should have to go out and say, Rabbi Yisai, Tzu'uru'u imigiyazman, to put the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. This is Nishkaraya. The Emesin, Shnei Gziri Eitzim, just like the Shechitas Tomid, has got to be done during the day. Why didn't they have the Omer HaMamuna? Says, Yimar, Hachta, Les Letakona, K'toni. Hachta, Les Letakona, Loi, K'toni. Einachanami, you have to be careful about that it should already be daylight for purpose of Shnei Gziri Eitzim. But what happens, Chuli the Vachatz, Chaz Vishulim, that they did Shnei Gziri Eitzim an hour early, or 5 minutes early. Ma kol arash, like the Gemara said, Parka, B'choiz V'soida, put it on again. Take off the two Eitzim, put them back on again. However, once you shechted the carbon tumid at night, you've passed the carbon. That you can't, there's no remedy that's irretrievable. You could, but this one, I'm the shemfafal. This one is going to be possible. It's a moment of Edom, a Metzibot. Let's look at the last Rashi, Islay Tekanta, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says Rashi, Islay Tekanta, Im Sidron Balayla, Parkon, Bechoiz Vesoyder Beyoim. There was one time that the moon, the Levuna, was going lechtig. It shone. They saw the beautiful light from Levuna, but they made a mistake and they thought that's already from the sun.
Okay, fine.
Sidur bekarka azor, mishehira mizrach, v'imta b'ma'or lavona, v'yich maslu, sheyesh tekona b'dochim, okay, ma'ar kolarashim, is machanochimul. So therefore, einachanami Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan is gerecht, that the shnei gziri eitzim has to be done during the day. And therefore, v'zor does a chas v'shalom yischayim, misa, why didn't they make a ganze ceremonia mit omelim amunet z'ura'u? Because worse comes to worse, goes to worse, you did it too early, nishkeferlich. We'll do it over again. But by the Karm Tumid, if you went and made a mistake and you shechted too early, the whole Karm will be possible. Really? We don't want to have possible kabbalas in the base of English. And therefore, there they said specifically, they said to the Munatzur, Ooh, Imagiyaz Mana Shechita.